Hey there, and welcome back to another edition of the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. This is Bobby. Thanks for being on the podcast today. This weekend, I was able to serve with one of my buddies down in Florida for a middle school weekend that he called Abide. And he took that word and that idea from John chapter 15, where Jesus talks about this imagery of remaining in him or abiding in him, and that when we abide in him and he abides in us, then we bear fruit. It's this idea that if we want to have fruitful lives, if we want to have lives that show the life of Christ, we have to stay close to him. And so today, I just want to do a gut check. Today, I just want to check under the hood and ask you this question. How is your walk with Christ going? How's it going really? See, it's not really a race. It's not a sprint. It's not a one-time thing. The consistency of our lives really matter. And if we want to grow in him, if we want to bear the fruit that he gives us, then we have to walk with him consistently. Perfect? No. Are we always going to have it together? No. But the idea is that we'd make progress even if it's not perfect. Does that make sense? So how's your walk with Christ doing really? See, here's what Jesus goes on to say in John 15, verse 7. He says, "If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you." See, I meet a lot of people that ask the question, does God answer everyone's prayers? I think that's a great question, and Jesus gives this beautiful promise. He says, if you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done. See, every promise has a premise. When Jesus makes this promise is for us, and it is this promise that God will give us what we ask if we're abiding in him, if we have an honest an open relationship with him. So today I want to give you three questions that I ran across this week that I thought were powerful as we think about this idea of how's your walk. Number one, do you refuse to admit the things that you've done wrong in the past? See, when we go our own way, our relationship with God is broken. There's friction, there's static. We are dishonest when we try to live two different lives at once, one for God and one for ourselves. So what do we need to do? Well, 1 John 1 says this, "If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth of God is not in us. But if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness." See, this idea of confession is simply being honest with God and saying, God, you're right. God, you are absolutely right. I was wrong. Would you please forgive me? So question number one, do I refuse to admit the things that I've done wrong in the past? Question number two, am I ignoring any of God's principles? See, when I know I'm holding on to something that God wants me to let go of, it breaks that connection with him. It introduces that friction, that static. See, here's what the Bible says in 1 John 3. "Dear friends, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God and we receive from him anything we ask because we keep his commands and we do what he pleases. And this is his command, to believe in the name of his son, Jesus Christ, and to love one another as he commanded us." So sometimes we ask this question, well, how can I keep all of God's commands? Nobody's perfect, but God is not demanding perfection. He wants us to follow him in faith. So number one, do I refuse to admit things I've done wrong in the past? Number two, am I ignoring any of God's principles? And then question number three, do I really want God's will for my life? The Bible says in 1 John 5, "This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we have asked of him." See, when we ask according to God's will, then we can have confidence in prayer and we know he's going to answer. See, many people go around saying, well, God, is it your will for me to ask for this thing? And you fill that blank in with whatever that is. The real issue is not, God, what is your will regarding this specific circumstance? The real issue is my life in harmony with God? Is my life in congruence with him? Am I walking with him consistently? Because if it is, then my desires are going to be in sync with his will. See, God gave us the word. God gave us his word so that we can know him and so that we can live out his will and that can be a source of encouragement for us. See, in his word, it shows that he wants us to succeed at doing the things he asks us to do. And so today, don't walk in today with a big question mark about every single little thing. Take a step back and ask the question, how is my walk? How is my walk with Christ really? And as you ask that question, man, confess any unconfessed sin. Get in step with any principles you've been living out of alignment with. And ask the question, God, am I walking with you really well today? Man, I hope you have a great day today. We look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow for another edition of the podcast. And hey, if you missed last Sunday's message, man, go through the app or through the website and watch the replay, because in it, Pastor Chuck gave some pretty incredible stats about how God has used your generosity to make a huge difference here and around the world. Have a great day. We'll see you back here soon.